Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Sanhedrin Daf Yudzayin, we are on the bottom of Tezayin Amud Beis. Sanhedrin Gedol Hoysa. How many members attended to Sanhedrin Gedol? We have Machlekes. According to the Rabbanon, 71 Dayanim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, merely 70. My time in the Rabbanon. How did the Rabbanon know it's 71? Because we take a look at the original, the first Sanhedrin established by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. My time in the Rabbanon. The Amr, because according to their perspective, Moshe al Gabein, although he gathered only 70 elders for the Sanhedrin, but he was on top of them. He was the leader. He was the chief justice, so to speak. Amakra. So my time with the Rabban, the Amri, why do they say Moshe al Gabim that he's on top of them? Where do they get that from? Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'syatzvu sham imach. Okay, they'll be established with you. They'll stand there in the Oyal Moed with you. Imach means V'at Bahadayu, you amongst them, you with them. You join them, you're part of the count. For a total of 71. Rabbi Yehuda responds, no, imcha mishum shechina. They were there because their close proximity to Moshe Rabbeinu makes them worthy of experiencing the shechina resting on them. So basically they were sort of, the shechina started, initiated with Moshe Rabbeinu, and then sort of expanded itself to everybody around them. That's all. But it's not to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was actually part of the number of Dayanim. V'Rabbanan, they respond, Amar Krov V'Nasi Itach, Itcha V'Masiyam. They have another pasuk. Okay. That they will carry with you the load of the nation. Itcha means V'At Bada, you're amongst them, you count with them. For a total of 71. V'Rabbi Yehuda, he responds, no, Itcha just means B'Dayim L'Cha, they're comparable to you. Rashi explains in terms of Miuchasin, Umenukin Mimum, free of any blemishes, pure lineages. So that's what it means. They have the same standards as you. But he was not counted amongst them. Rabbanan, they respond, V'hokel mi'olecha v'nos itcha nafka. We have another pasuk. Right? Because we do need to know, in fact, that the Dayanim have to be, qualified Dayanim on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu to a certain extent, right? How do we know that? From the other pasuk. Rashi says, this pasuk actually is way back in Parshas Yisroel. We're speaking about the mini Sanhedrin that Yisroel spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu about, he advised him to establish. The Sanhedrin is Ketano, he says, Rashi, the 23-member Sanhedrin. V'hokimi alecha, v'nas itcha. They'll alleviate your workload. They'll carry with you. With you means nafka, so we learn from there. They have to be qualified dayanim. So that concept is learned from there, leaving us with the first pasuk of Nasu Itchab Masayam, speaking about the Sanhedrin Gedola, free to teach us that in fact he was on there, he was counted within the Sanhedrin for a total of 71. So now, although the pasuk of Yisroel, V'Hakel Me'Alecha, etc., is speaking about a small Sanhedrin, V'Yalfa. Sanhedrin Gedolah, we go ahead and we learn, we import to a Sanhedrin Gedolah, me Sanhedrin Gedolah, from Sanhedrin Gedolah, just like over there. We need proper Dayanim. Likewise, Sanhedrin Gedolah has to have Miuchasim, Anukim Mimum. And once we know that, from the Limud, from the Binyan Av, from the connection of the two types of Sanhedrins, that allows us to use the other Pasuk to include Moshe Rabbeinu in the number of Dayanim. Tan Rabban. Okay, this is the famous story of Eldad the Medad. And the pasuk speaks about two men staying behind. What does that mean? Yesh Enrim, some explain, but Kalfinishtairu. It just means that their tickets remained in the lottery box. I was going to see in a minute. They didn't come pick up their tickets. What was the story behind the story? So when Moshe Rabbeinu heard from Hashem, Esfali Shivim Ish, Mizikne Yisrael, gather for me 70 elders from amongst Yisrael. Well, 70 is a tricky number. To be divided amongst 12, it's indivisible, right? Amar Moshe. Moshe turns to Hashem. I'm in a quandary. How am I going to collect? How am I going to nominate 70 Zakenim from amongst 12 Shevatim? Ketzad es? Ever shishim kol shevet v'shevet. Okay, should I pick six from each shevet? Nominate six elders, six wise men to join the Sanhedrin. We're going to have two extra. We're going to have 74 total. Nimtzu, we're going to have 72. Nimtzu shnayim yaseirim. Two extra. Okay, I'll go down to five per shevet. Ever chamisha, chamisha kol shevet v'shevet. I'll be stuck. I'll be behind 10. Nimtzu esar chaserim. Only have a total of 60. Which leaves me 10 behind. Will I alternate? Ever shisha mishevet zeh. Okay, I'll take 5 from this shevet, 6 from this shevet, for a total of 70. Already matal kina ben hashvatim. I'm going to just arouse animosity, jealousy amongst the shvatim. We nominated 5, they nominated 6, right? Ma'asa, so what did he do to resolve this issue? Birer shisha shisha. So he chose 6 per shevet, which is really 2 extra. Vehevi shivim b'shnayim piskin. He took 72 tickets. Al shivim kosav zakin. On 70 of which he wrote the word zakin. You were chosen as a member of the Sanhedrin. 2 were left blank. Balalan, he mixed them up. Venos and Makafi put them in a box. Armalam, he turns to all 72 candidates. Bo, utu piskechem. Come, pick a ticket. Whoever was lucky enough to pick a ticket with said zakin, Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu turns to him, great. You're picked for the job by Hashem. Kvar kitshecha Hashemayim, Hashem picked you, great. Lucky man. Misha olo biyadi chalak. However, the individual who picked a blank a ticket, Amar, so Moshe turns to him, Amokim lo yichavetz b'cha. Sorry, you were not chosen by Hashem. Ani ma esalach, it's out of my hands. So that's what happened here. And Rashi explains that Eldad u'Medad, they didn't want to come pick up the tickets. Rashi says they were concerned that perhaps they'll find a blank one. They were going to lose the, right? So they left, they stayed, they didn't come pick their tickets. And their tickets, ironically, were winners. So they were really meant for the job. In similar fashion, we find regarding the redemption process involving the firstborn, the Bechorim, who were redeemed by the Levim. So basically, each Levi would sort of cancel out a Bechor because they represented us, right? So instead of the Bechorim serving Hashem, the Levi serves Hashem. Problem is, there were more Bechorim than Levim. 273 more. What happens to those? How do they get addressed? How do they get redeemed? So Moshe Rabbeinu had to make a similar system with a lottery arrangement. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take payment, 5 shekel per person, per Bechor. Amar Moshe, so Moshe turned to Hashem. What am I going to do? Len Yisrael. How am I going to deal with this? Im Omer lo yitain li pidyon chavetzei. If I approach any given Bechor, I say, you know what, here, $5, vetzei, and that's how you're going to be exempt. Yermali, he responds to me, what do you mean? Kvar b'da ani ben Levi. The Levi took care of me. Because, as we said, the Levi represents me. He comes in exchange, he substitutes for me. Ma'asa, so what am I sure going to do? Right? So basically, as we said, there were 22,000 Levim who can address 22,000 Bechorim, but not the extra 273 Bechorim. So how did he enact a fair process? Hevish eshrim ushnaim alfim piskin. So once again, he took tickets, 22,000 notes, because of Alein ben Levi, on which he wrote the words Ben Levi. So whoever picks those out is a lucky fellow who was already addressed by the Levi. Canceled out by the Ben Levi. But on the other 273 tickets, Kasev Alein, Chamisha Shkolim, he wrote $5, Chamisha Shkolim. Well, alone he mixed them up. When the son of a kafa placed them in a box. Amarlan, he turns to 22,273 Bechorim. He says, come, stand in line, Tlupis Keich, and pick a ticket. Mishallah Biyadi Ben Levi. Whoever picked out a ticket with the words Ben Levi, that means he was exempted by the Levi. Amarlan, he told him, great. Kvar Padacha Ben Levi, you've been exempted and redeemed by the Levi. However, Mishallah Biyadi Chamesh Shkolim, whoever picked out a ticket which says $5, Amarlan, he tells him, Tain Pidyat Chavitse. Where's the check? Where's the credit card? This way, it was a fair deal with no complaints. Rabbi Shimon Omer, a new pshat on the words Vayisharu Shnei Anoshim Vamachne. He learns Vamachne Nishtairu. They stayed behind initially. They never came forth. They never stepped forward. Never came to the gathering to propose their candidacy. Okay, they were humble, and they didn't want to be in the limelight. B'shosh Amar Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Es V'Lo Yishivim Mish Mizekne Yisrael. Hashem told Moshe to gather 70 elders. Amru Elder the Medes. So these great tzaddikim thought to themselves, Einanu Ru'uyin Lo Yisagdula. We're not worthy of this great position. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem responds, Hoyelu Miatatem Atzmechem. Since you Humble yourself. Hareini, Moisef, Gedula, Al Gedulaschem. I'm going to add even more prominence to your prominence. What does that mean? Uma Gedula Hoisef Lehem. What level did he add to them over the other Nevi'im? Shanevi'im Kulam. Because the other Nevi'im is Abu Pasku. The other elders, although they experienced a short-lived, short experience of Nevuah, but it stopped. Behem Nisnavu Pasku. Their Nevuah continued on, uninterruptedly, continuously. Uma Nevuah Nisnavu. Okay, gets us curious. So what did they actually prophesy? Elder made it. We have several pshat. Amru, they said, Moshe meis, Yeshua ma'achnis, es Yisrael la'aretz. Unfortunately, Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to lead Kali Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. He's going to pass away in the Midbar. Rather, Yeshua is going to be the new leader. Abachan, I remember Shem Belazer. Abachan has another opinion, name of Rabbi Eliezer. Aliske Slavim Isnabim, they prophesied about the forthcoming meat shipment. Alei Slav, the birds, the meaty birds are going to come and greet us and provide us with meat. Rav Nachman Omar, they spoke about the final war in the ultimate time of redemption. Al iske goyu mogeg goyu misnabin shnemar. We have a pasuk way down there by goyu mogeg, which makes reference to an earlier prophecy which foretold this event. Shnemar koyma Hashem alakim aha atahu asher debarati b'yom kadmoinim. You're the one, goyu mogeg. You're the one that I've described in the early days to the neviim b'yad avodah nevi Yisrael neviim hanibim b'yamahem shnai shanim. Okay, so basically, Hashem makes reference to the Gog and Magog event as it was foretold earlier by Shanim. Atikri Shanim, instead of reading Shanim years, Ela Shnayim, the number two. Ve'ezo yin Shnayim Nevi'im, Shnisnabu Perik Echad, Nevo Achas. Do we have another example of two Nevi'im who had a sort of simultaneous infusion of prophecy and spoke about the same event, the same Nevuah, Havayom Elder Demeidah? Apparently, it's a reference to these two Nevi'im. Amamar, Kol Nevi'im Kulan, Nisnabu Pasku. The other elders, although they experienced a Nevuah experience, was short-lived. But Vehain, Elder Demeidah Nisnabu, Vele Pasku, their Nevuah was continuous. Menolan the Pasku, how do we know that the other ones, Nevuah terminated? Ilemim Dechsev, Vayisnabu Vele Yosafu. Is it because of that Pasuk? They had prophecy, but Vele Yosafu, which means Hoysafa, right? There was no Hoysafa, there was no continuation. Elamiat, if that's the translation of Yosef, what about by Har Sinai? Koil Gadol, Hashem's Shechina's voice, right? V'lo Yosef, a great voice, V'lo Yosef. V'lo Yosef means, Hachanami, here is old, L'lo Yosef, it didn't continue. L'lo Yosef who? Can't be. The Shechina goes on forever. Rashi says, Koil Shechina ina Yipoisek. So apparently, V'lo Yosef means just the opposite. El Leipasek. V'lo Yosef means, Yosef means like it died, it didn't die down. That's what it means. Here as well. Perhaps the other Nevi'im just continued in their Nevuah. The answer is like this. Allah haksiv vayisnabu. The answer is because by the other elders, it says they experienced prophecy, lashon avar, past. Hasam ksiv misnabim. By Elder Demeidah, it says they are prophesizing. Currently, adayin misnabim hoichem, it's a continuous, ongoing experience. Now, in terms of the content of their Nevuah, we have several opinions. So, Bishlam el Mandamar Meisr Meis. So, it's understandable, according to the opinion that they spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu's demise, Moshe Rabbeinu's death. Hayinu L'siv, that explains why Yeshua, the Talmud of Moshe, was very upset. Hayinu L'siv, Adoni Moshe Klaim, my master Moshe, do away with them. Because they were speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu, speaking about his death. El el Mandamar Hanach Tarte, but according to the other opinions, they were just speaking about the upcoming meat shipment, about the final war before redemption. Maya Adoni Moshe Klaim, what was the big aggravation about? The answer is, the Lava Irach Ara, it's not appropriate. The Havale Ketalmud Hamayra Halacha Fnei Rabbi. We all know that a Talmud is not meant to issue a halachic ruling in the presence of his Rebbe here as well. They were prophesizing Nei Moshe Rabbeinu. It's inappropriate. And finally, Bishlam El Madama Nechtarti. So if we take on the other opinions that they spoke about, the Slav, etc. Hainan Dochsev Miyitin, that explains Moshe Rabbeinu's response. Wow, I wish everybody in Klal Yisrael would have the same experience. I wish everybody would be on such a high standard. I'm not threatened. If anything, it's the happiest day for me. Edel Mandor Moshe Meis. But according to the opinion, they were speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu's death and his, you know, not having the schus of continuing into Eretz Yisrael. That should not have elicited, you know, excitement from Moshe Rabbeinu. Meinach havenich alei. Why was he pleased with that? Why did he respond in this positive way? The answer is like Samuel Kamei. According to this opinion, it was never related to Moshe Rabbeinu. The details of their prophecy wasn't related. He was told that they were involved in prophecy, but not more than that. Now, finally, my claim. So Yeshua asked Moshe Rabbeinu, claim. What does that mean? Amalei, he says, get them involved in communal matters. Let them be overwhelmed by Tzarchei Tzibur, and they'll lose their Simcha, says Taisvis, and they'll lose their Shechina and their Nevuah, because Shechina and Nevuah is only applicable when a person is in a state of Simcha. Overwhelm them with communal affairs, and they'll lose their status on its own. They'll just dissipate. Okay, back to the Mishnah that is Sanhedrin Ketana, a medium-sized Sanhedrin, the one that has 23 members, is meant to have 23 members, and the reason is because we have one pasuk which speaks about a group amongst the judges who are siding with the person to his favor. We have 10 that are trying to incriminate him, considering him guilty. And then the pasuk speaks about if you want to find guilt, if you want to find him to be guilty, chayav, and you know, in terms of the majority rule, you need to at least two over. So basically, it has to be two more that are saying chayav over the ones that are saying zechus. So that takes us up to 22. 10 against 10 plus 2. So it's 2 added to the 10, 12 plus 10. And then you have an even number. So you have to bump it up to 23. Menayin lo b'yed shloisha, and the Mishnah explains how we get to 23. Asks the Gemara, soif soif, but ultimately, l'ru'al pishnayim l'mishkachasla. Still, you're not going to get to your desired number. Why? Because once you hit 23, you're back to the problem of never having two more chayiv than zechus. Because look, if 11 are siding with him, finding him innocent, and 12 finding him guilty, so it's just one over. Just one extra chayva over zechus. Akati chadu. So you're not going to have two more chayva than zechus. Vi asara mezak ushleish asar mechayvin. Okay, so let's say 10 are finding him innocent and 13 guilty. Fine, that will work, but it's not going to conform with the two over. It's two more. It's three more. And the Mishnah spoke about concluding based on two more dayanim, finding him guilty over the ones that are finding him innocent. Says the Gemara, Amar Bavo, Yata Maitzi, you're right. Only way this can work is Ela B'meisifin, V'divrei HaKohel. So the halacha is, let's say you have 11 against 11, and one dayan is not sure, he's opting out, I'm not sure how to deal with this, okay? So he basically doesn't count, okay? And you have to find two more dayanim. That's the way it works. We add two more at a time to try to get out of this deadlock. So in this case, if both newcomers are going to say chayav, so it's going to be 13 against 11. Perfect. Okay, so you have two more of chayva. But if you recall, that's going to come to all shittas. Ube Sanhedrin G'dayla. Well, in Rabbi Yudah, Damar Shivim. Another option is in the Grand Sanhedrin, which according to Rabbi Yudah, it's comprised of 70 dayanim. So let's say you're deadlocked. You have an even number again, right? You have 30, in a standard configuration, you could have two over. Because if you have 70 in total, so split that into two, you could have 36 against 34, and you're good. 36 saying chayv, 34 saying he's innocent. So you have two more of the chayv, and you can pask it. V'amar b'vo, b'moysifin oysin bezn shokol. Okay, just further elaboration on this point, that when you have to be moysif dayanim, such as in the first situation where you're in a deadlock, you add two more at a time, even though it's bezn shokol hatchil, even though you're actually configuring an even number in the bezn. So although, generally, the bezn is configured with an odd number, But here, that you're deadlocked, you have to add an ad. So even though it ends up being an even number, it works. It's allowed. Pshita, obviously, I mean, that's the mission that we discuss later. It talks about adding two at a time. Well, the time, perhaps I would think that haidukam any idea that it's not really an even number. Technically, it's not an even number because that dayan who's sitting out, come on, d'isei dami, he's still counted as part of the numbers. He's here. He's part of the count. In fact, the Omar Milsa, let's say he has an input, he has something to say, Shaminila, we listen to him. So therefore, really it's an odd number. Because if you add him to the number, you're going to end up having an odd number. Kamash, on the point of Rav is no. The high, the coming idea, the fellow who's not sure, Kamanda Islami, he sits out. He's not considered amongst the Dayanim. In fact, if he has any input, we ignore it. Because he opted out. Amar Kana, it comes an interesting point regarding Dine Nefasha. Sanhedrin Shero Kulan Lechaiva. So he took the Baldin to the Sanhedrin, and all 23 ruled against him. It's Chayiv, he said, so we send them home, we exonerate him. Believe it or not, you know why? My Taima, Kivan the Gemiri, Halanas Din. We all know that there's something called Halanas Din, which we're going to see later in the Masechta. The Dine Nefashis process inevitably is a 2-day process. Halonas, then we let it simmer overnight to give them the opportunity to find some sort of, you know, bright side to him, find some kind of schus to save him. Right? We want to give them the opportunity. So we prolong the process. So apparently, endeavoring to find him a schus is an integral part of the Dine Nefashis process. The pasuk says, "V'itzilu eda," we have to do our utmost to do that. But these individuals, these dayanim who just boom came out all against him, sule chazle. It doesn't seem like there's any way they're going to see a zechus, right? Because you know the wind is blowing against him. You see everybody's against him. Something's amiss, and it's not going to supply the goods. It's not going to be a sort of a fair trial on our standards, and therefore we just send them home. Unbelievable. We need dayanim that are imposing, that are exuding confidence, that will instill fear on the tzibur. A precondition, a criteria for a member of Sanhedrin is elebali koymak, tall individuals, bali chachma, wise men, bali mara. They present themselves physically nice, right? They have good appearance, ubali zikna, elders, ubali kshafim, they're expert in kishuv. So they could unravel, have the ability to counter, to put to death a baldin, a guilty fellow who's going to try to protect himself with the sorcery system. V'yoydim ba'in lashon, they have to understand 70 languages, so they can listen to the Edim, and without interpreters, without Shaloi Tehei Sanhedrin Shemas, so that the Sanhedrin would not have to listen to the interpreters. So when the Edim come and speak on a different language, they can understand them. There's nothing like direct contact. Rashi actually adds a point, and otherwise it would be a question, a halachic problem. Edim pi Ed, because you have to hear, the Dayan has to hear from the Ed directly. If there's a Meturgamon, then he's relaying. It's aid from another aid. Doesn't work. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Ein Moshivin B'Sanhedrin. Every member of the Sanhedrin has to be a person who's so deep. Ela Mishi Yedeh L'Tayres HaSheretz. He's so deep. He has such profound analytic abilities. He can actually present an argument to keep a Sheretz Tahar. We know that there are 8 Sheretz of 8 creatures in the Torah that have special tumah. We want somebody who can actually craft an argument. I mean, we're not going to really go with it, but that's an indication of his depth, of his understanding, of his chachmah. I have the ability to do that. I'll use a kavo chaymer to consider a sheretz tahar. Look, uma nachash. Take a look at a snake. It's the ultimate killer. Shememis, he kills all the time. Umar Batuma, he increases impurity in the world. Right? When he kills a person or kills an animal, there's more tumma. And still, What is the status of a snake? He's not part of the Shiratim. He's not considered. He's just not on the list. Tohar. So when he dies, he's not Tomim. Certainly a Sheretz. Just a little lizard or whatever, or a turtle, whatever the Shiratim are, right? Whatever those are. He's not too dangerous. Shayne Mamus, Marvat Tumi, doesn't do that. He doesn't kill. He doesn't increase Tumi. And then, of course, Shay Tar doesn't. Wouldn't I conclude that he's Tar? So that's a nice argument. To be Matayra Sheretz. But the Gemara disagrees with this position. It's not really a good argument because me did have a kites ba'am. Take a look at a kites, just a thorn. Right, you can use it to kill. He's a killer. He's a weapon. And is a thorn Tumi? Of course not. So that's sort of the antidote to this Kavachim. Amar Bidam Rav, Kol Ir She'imba Shnaim Ladaber. On this topic of being an expert in all languages. So you don't need the entire, Bezdin to have proficiency in all languages. As long as you have a couple of members, that's enough. Because they'll explain it to the other ones, right? Kol Ir She'im Bo Shnaim Ladaber, a city which has less than two members, two residents, who can speak all languages. Ve'echad L'shmoy, and a third one that can at least understand, even though he can't speak. So you have three dayanim who can understand. Three is like a mini bezdin, right? A microcosm of a bezdin. That's enough. Less than that, ein moishim ba sanhedri. We can't have a sanhedri. And of course, we're speaking on a sanhedri gedola. No, even a sanhedri katana, right? So that's a requirement. That's a precondition for a sanhedrin, right? Over Beitar, in the town of Beitar, have a shloisha. There were three. That can speak all 70. Ubi Yavne, Arba, there were four. Who are they? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Shimon HaTimni, and and the fourth one was Shimon HaTimni. Don Lefnei Bekarka, he was young, he sat before the other Chachamim on the ground, he was a Talmud, he was lower, but bottom line is, we had four experts. Meisve, here comes Akash. On Rav, who says, you don't need so many. Shlish is Chachamo. If you have a Sanhedrin that has three members that can speak 70 languages. Chachama, that's a smart one. Revius, they have four. Ein lemal lemana, that's the best you can get. So clearly, the minimum is three. As opposed to Rav, who said two is enough. You're right. It's a machlek is tanaim. Who? Rav, the Amar Ki Aitana, follow a different sheet of the Sanya, Shnia Chachama, Shlish Ein lemal lemana, two is enough. Three is the ultimate. Now the Gemara will embark on an interesting presentation, like a whole list. Various sort of titles that we find throughout Shas. And the Gemara will tell us, will identify for us who those titles, which individuals that title is referring to. Some of them are quite interesting. So the term Lemeiden Lefnei Chachamim, those who are learning in front of the Chachamim. Who's that? It's referring to none other than Levi. Levi, who would sit and learn in front of Rebbe. Who was his Rebbe? Levi mi Rebbe. What about Donan Lefnei Chachamim? Who's that? That's a whole list of Talmid Chachamim who are listed here. Shimon ben Azai. Oh, ben Azai's name was Shimon. Shimon ben Zoyim. Oh, interesting. They never got smicha, by the way, right? V'chanan ha-mitzri, v'chanani v'chachinai. So those four are considered Donan Lefnei Chachamim. Rashi says, before Rashi, Rav Nachman Ritzak Masli Chamisha. He added a fifth to the list. Shimon, right, that was the first Shimon ben Azai. Shimon is Shimon ben Zemim. Shimon is Shimon HaTimni. So he adds him as well. And then we have Chanan, Hamitzri, V'Chananiah, and that's Chanan Mechachanai. And Rashi explains, V'Chamesh, and all five Leibol is Zikna. They never reached the status of Zikna. They never got Smicha. They were young Talmidim. And Yoishvin Bekarka or Meshivan Chuvus Kushus Lizkeni. They would sit on the ground in front of their elders and, give and take with them in halacha. Now, who is the term Rabbi Senu Shebebovel referring to? None other than Rabbi and Shmuel. Rabbi Senu Shebebovel Yisrael, that's Rabbi Abba. What about Dayone Goyla? Who's that? Karno, he was a judge in Bovel, he was a Dayan. Dayone, there's Yisrael. Who are they? Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. Dayan and Pambudisa, who's that? Rabbi Barshmo. Dayan and Nardo, that's Rabbi Rami Yumi. What about Sabi de Surah, the elders of Surah? Who's that? Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Chizda. What about Sabi Pambudisa? That's Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Eina. What about Harife, the sharp ones of Pambudisa? Who's that? Eifa and Avimi. Eifa Vami, Vavimi, who are the sons of the person Rechava. Who are Amiroid of Pambudisa? Who's that? Rabbi Rabbi Yase. Amiroid and Nardoi, who's that? Rabbi Chama. Who is Narbaloi? those from the town of Narbala, Masnu, they taught. Who's that? Who's that referring to? None other than Rami Bar Barebi. Now, when we have the term Amri Bei Rav, it was said in the Beis Medrash of Rav, the Yeshiva of Rav. Who's that? That's a reference to Rav Huna, who was a primary Talmud of Rav. How could that be? Va'amar, Rav Huna himself quoted Amri Bei Rav. So it can't be quoting himself. Ella, rather, Rav Huna. Amri Bei Rav is a reference to Rav Huna, who was a Talmud of Rav. What about Amri Bei Marava? Who's that? That's Rabbi Yirmiyah. Sholchem Itam, very famous common term in the Gemara. They sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael. Who's that? That's none other than Rabbi Yisrael B'Chanina. What about Machakola? They laughed on it. Marav and Eretz Yisrael. Who's that? Rabbi Lazar. An expression associated with him. Asks the Gemara, how can you say that Sholchem Itam is Rabbi Yisi B'Chanina? But Sholchem Itam, there was a quote in the Gemara later on in Sanhedrin, actually. They sent from there Ludivre Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. They're quoting him, so it can't be one and the same person. Rather, we have to switch it around. Shalchum Itam is Rabbi Lazar, and Machakel Marav is Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Okay. Now, how many residents are there in this town to qualify for a Sanhedrin, for a 23-member Sanhedrin? V'kama yebir, v'hei royal Sanhedrin, meyav esra, at least 120. Meyav esra mavitai, why is that the magic number? Answers the Gemara, because it has to accommodate all the individuals. Eshem Ushleisha, right? You need 120 people to support a Bezin. Because 23, that's for the Bezin itself. Kneged Sanhedrin Katan. And the Sanhedrin needs to have, you know, backups. Talmidim sitting there. Vishalosh Shurais, no less than 3 rows. Shel Eshem Ushleisha, each one comprised of 23 Talmidim. Haritisha Mitre, so you knocked off 92 just for the institution itself. Right? But we have to have a city. Right? Basar Bat London. So you have 10 individuals sitting and dedicated in the Beis Medrash to make the minyan, right? Shobei Saknes, Haremiyah Vitrei. We're at 102. Ushnei Soifrim. Now, to facilitate a functioning Bezin, you have to have 2 scribes sitting and recording the proceedings. Ushnei Chazonin, 2 helpers, Gaboim in the Sanhedrin. Ushnei Balidinin, 2 people in a fight, at least, right? Ushnei Edim, 2 witnesses. Ushnei Zoimin, 2 people in town that can theoretically undo the testimony of these witnesses by claiming that they were Zoymim, they were in a different location at that time. Ushnei Zoymim Zoymim. In order for the first Zoymim to be effective, you have to have a threat on their heads as well. Need to be 2 more people in town who can undo their testimony. So that gets you to a total of 114, Haremeyev Arbeisa. So we're almost there. V'tani, but we learned in Ebraisa. Kol Irish, Ein Bo Sardar, Malalu. A town without these 10 things is not a place to live. Ein Talmud Chacham Rashai. Chacham shouldn't live there. What are these things? Bezdin, a functioning court, makin v'oinshin, who punish, who hit, when necessary, v'kupash al tzedakah, the local tzedakah fund, nigbis b'shnayim, collected by 2 people, u'mesalka b'shloisha, and distributed with 3 people. So now, we're holding at 114, right, for the bezdin, and then we have 5 more for the tzedakah fund. Okay, so we're holding at 119. And one more person, we're going to see, he's an all-in-one person. He's a master of all trades. So first of all, what kind of facilities do we need? Vital facilities for Jewish life, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMerchetz, Beis HaKiseh, Roifei, a doctor, V'uman, Rashi says, actually, we're speaking about a Moyel. V'uman, a blood letter, this guy's a doctor. V'lavlar, a sefer to make your tefillin and mezuzahs. V'tabach, some say a tabach, a sheichet, a malami tenoikis, a rebbe for the kids. And yeah, and all these, it's all in one. You have one person who's the mail, the sheikh, the cipher, right? For a total of 120. One more important thing that's needed, Mishum Rabbi Kiva Amru, the name of Rabbi Kiva was said, Af Minei Peira, make sure that this town has lots of fruit, Mishum Minei Peira are healthy, and lighten up a person's eyes. Mir Nesainai. Rabbi Chemi Aymer, he says 120 individuals is not enough to support a bezin. Actually, sorry. 230 is too many. You don't need 230. 120 is enough. Because every dayan will be in charge of 10 people, which is the minimum to be considered, you know, position of authority, as we find in the midbar. There were the sari asaris, those in charge of 10 people. Rabbi Aymer, Masan, v'shiv m'shiva. Sorry, I got a little mixed up. So the first sheet says 120 people. Rambam says 230. Okay, just the opposite. He goes with the magic number being 230. That's how many people you have to have in town, so that each dayan of the 23-member bezin is in charge of 10 people. According to Rebbe, we added more. Tani Rebbe Yom Yomoson v'shivim v'shiva. You need 277. Why? Rashi explains. He's basically on the same track as Rav Nechemiah. So he started off with 230, but you need another 47 so that if the bezin is deadlocked, you import another two dayanim, attempting to break the deadlock for a maximum of 70. That's the most he can go. You can bring him up from 23 to 70. So 23 to 70 is 47. So 230 plus 47 is 277. Atani Rabbi Ayyam Masan Vishiv Mishmoina. We have another version of Rabbi 278. How do we reconcile these two versions? The Kasha answers like this. That depends on the machlekes we had earlier regarding the number of Dayanim who convened in a grand bezin, 70 or 71. HaRab Yudah, first version of Rabbi Yudah, that it was 70. HaRabbanim, the second version is Rabbanim, that a bezin agadah was 71. So you can go all the way up to 71, from 23 to 71, so you're missing 48. So 230 plus 48 is 288. Tana Rabbanim. V'sam talem sarei alofim v'sarei meyos. Sarei chamishim sarei asarei. So this is Yisrael advising Moshe Rabbeinu. Establish all these leaders, mini leaders, maximum leader, big leaders, right? The 10-man leader, the 100-man leader, right? So how many dayanim, how many leaders did we have in total? Sarei alofim, those who were in charge of 1,000 yidin. There were 600,000 yidin there, adults, that are counted amongst the right. Sheish meyos, so you have 600 of those leaders. How many sorry meyos in charge of 100? Sheish alofim, 6,000. Sorry chamishim, how many in charge of 50? Shnei maser elof, twice that much, right? So 12,000. Sorry asorays, how many sorry asorays did we have? Sheish esribu, 60,000. Nimtzu, so what's the total dayanim we have in the midbar? Nimtzu dayanim Yisrael, Shiva, Sribi, 70,000, Shmoyin, Eslof, 8,000, Sheshmeis, 600, 78,600. That's how many dayanim we needed to keep the system running smoothly. Hadran loch dine mamnes. All the best to you, Natsalacharach.